We played pretty well consistently the whole night. Traded baskets to start, and then played really well from about the, I don't know what it was, 12-minute mark to about the 4-minute mark, and created a cushion. And I thought our defense was the best it's been in a while. And I don't know how many shot clock violations we forced, but it was how many was it, Shea? About 5. That's about accurate. But it was good that we did that. And you know, we didn't rebound the ball terrific, but we got by with it tonight.
Okay, thank you, Coach. Let's go to our questions for our student athletes, and then we'll bring Coach Self into the mix, okay? First question, guys, will be on your right toward the middle.
Matt Tate, Lawrence Journal World. Ochai, lobs are nothing new for you, but that one was big time. Talk about what you saw there, the pass, the play, the finish, the moment at half court when you're looking at the bench, all that stuff.
It kind of happened so fast. You know, it didn't really like set in until I was just sitting there at half court. Everyone was just like going crazy that it was like that crazy of a dunk. But I just watched the replay of it, and it was crazy. So it was a really good pass by Warren.
That's the play. That's, you knew that was go get it.
Yeah.
Did you see the pass? Did you know you had to get up that high?
I just knew he was going to throw it because I knew there was an opening right when I came off the screen. So I just knew he was going to throw it. I was going to have to go get it. It was just one of those things.
Okay, you're on the left.
Ochai, you guys called that play yesterday, too, and it looked like you were pretty open, right?
Was I open yesterday?
Yeah. He was, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know we're doing the student-athletes first, but, Bill, can you kind of comment on that play, the fact that you guys called that play yesterday, it was open, and then it was open again today?
Well, it's, you know, we've run it a few times, but yesterday it was open and Juan didn't throw it, and I got on to him for not throwing it, and he was more open yesterday than today, but Juan gave a perfect pass, and then, of course, Oach made a pretty good finish.
Other questions? Okay, here on the extreme right.
Ochai, I wanted to ask you about Mitch Lightfoot's three-pointer. You were beside him on the wing kind of calling for the ball, and Jalen was also in the paint calling for the ball. Did you think Mitch was going to take that shot, and what did you think about it going in?
Not at all. It was one of those things where it's like, you know, you see him shoot it. He kind of just shot it without, you know, without thinking about it. I think that was better for him to do it that way, but just one of those things. You see it go up and go in. You're just like, you know, you can give him a pat on the butt. You know, it was a great play. He played really well tonight.
Okay, left side, middle.
Zach Boyer, Lawrence Journal World. Remy, 10 points, 10 shots tonight, 19 minutes. How did you feel?
I felt great. I felt great just being out there doing anything I can to, you know, contribute to, you know, the win. And every time I try to go out there, I try to, you know, give my best. You know, I'm here to, you know, win. I'm here to win a national championship. I'm here to win a, you know, a tournament. So anything I do to help the team, I'm fully invested in. So I felt good to be out there and just have fun and see Ochai's dunk and, you know, Mitch, you know, shooting threes, you know, that's, it's fun. We went out there and had fun. I had a great time.
Your coach said not too long ago that it's time to play some major minutes now in the tournament and going forward. How do you feel? Do you feel ready for that? And is that something you're comfortable now doing with the knee and everything going forward?
100%. 100%. My knee's 100%. You know, so I just, you know, this, I loved this month. You know, this month is, for champions. And, you know, I enjoy being out there on the biggest stage and, you know, playing. You know, with the Kansas uniform, you know, so I'm ultimately ready to go out there and play. I feel great, and whatever I can to help, I'm willing to do.
Okay, we'll move to the left.
Remy, you spend some time out there as the only lead guard, other times with Joe, other times with DeJuan. Do you feel more comfortable one way or the other with another lead guard with you, or being the only one out there? Do you have a preference?
No, whoever's out there on the court, all the guys are amazing. You know, no matter if it's, you know, DeJuan or Joe, or, you know, being the only lead guard, point guard. So I trust my guys, and no matter what, I know they're going to get the job done. And you know, we practice it in practice, different rotations and stuff. So that wasn't a problem. Everybody's, you know, pretty good.
Okay, we will bring Coach Self into the mix now. Next question, right side, far back.
Ian Eklund, AP Broadcast. Ochai, it's been a few years since Kansas has won a tournament, Big 12 tournament. What would that mean for you if you guys win tomorrow?
Mean a lot. Mean a lot for not only me, but the program, Coach Self, and, you know, obviously our whole staff and team. So, you know, we're just focused and locked in on getting one tomorrow.
Okay, here on the left.
Coach David Smale with Field Level Media. This third time in like 10 days you've played TCU, easily the biggest win. What was different today?
I think that I really feel like that we caught a break because they had to extend so much energy yesterday to have a great win against Texas, and we didn't have to extend quite as much energy, and I thought that was a difference early. I thought our defensive intensity was better than the other two games as well, especially the first half. And you know, we were pretty efficient. You take care of the ball and you guard on the other end, you got a chance. And that's what we were pretty good at that the first half.
Okay, now on coach's right.
CJ Moore, The Athletic. For all of you, what do you guys think of Mitch Lightfoot jump hooks?
Over one shoulder is pretty good.
Yeah, over one shoulder, it's automatic.
We'd like to see it if he could do it over the other shoulder, too. But now Mitch has become an offensive weapon for us. His right-hand jump hook is about as good as I've had since I've been coaching.
Okay, now extreme left on the front row.
Drew Davison, former Star Telegram coach. You guys, as said, TCU three times the last 11 days. How tough of an out do you think they'll be in the NCAA tournament? And do you think they could be like a second weekend kind of team?
I think that TCU, if they play well, they could beat just about anybody. I do. I love their team. I think they got a good lead guard. They got good depth. And those players at 2, 3, and 4 are athletic. They can all do different things, and defensively they're interchangeable. And then, of course, I'm a big fan of their two bigs. They've both given us problems, especially Lampkin. All three times we played him, he's got great hands, he's got good feet. So I think they're a team that could really be a very tough out.
Inside aisle here on the right.
Yeah, Bill, Tim Callishaw, Dallas Morning News. Illinois and Auburn, a couple number ones lost today. I'm just wondering, what have you learned over the years? Some people say, oh, well, they get to go home and rest a little bit, and yeah. Some people see that. How do you feel about that as opposed to trying to win a championship?
I think that in our league, we have an advantage because our championship ends on Saturday. In the Big Ten, ends on Sunday. You play on Sunday, you turn around and leave on Tuesday, and Monday has to be an off day because your guys are exhausted. So there is an advantage of ending on Saturday, in my opinion. So to me, it doesn't come into play. But if we played on Sunday and played on Thursday, it would almost be like, well, if it didn't go great on Saturday, you know, that would be okay. But I think the way our tournament's set up, I think it's set up perfectly for the four teams in the semifinals not to worry about that at all.
We'll stay here on the right.
Ochai, obviously you've played TCU a lot throughout your career, but I'm just curious, what do you think of the season Mike Miles has had? And they were picked 8th in the Big 12. Just what do you think he's been able to lead them to do this year?
No, he's been really good for them this year. Like he said, you know, their guards 1 through 4 are really athletic, but him just being that the pack leader for him, he's a really good scorer, can score on all three levels, really strong. So no, he's a really good guard, and I respect his game.
Okay, here in the middle on the right.
Ochai, you've seen this defense throughout your career really clicking. I wonder what you think the ceiling is for this team's defense and what maybe you think after the last 2 days. And then, Coach, I wonder where you feel your defense is right now heading into tomorrow and next week.
I think, you know, just obviously, you know, starting off the game, in these past 2 games, we've been, you know, turned up. You know, and that covers a lot of mistakes that we made. I think there's places, you know, that we can get better at. Obviously, I can be a better defender. Remy can be a better defender. So we all have, you know, improvements to make. So just continuing to get better and stay in sync on defense is what's important.
I actually think we've improved a lot individually defensively. I think we guard the ball better than we did earlier. Our biggest problem is still our ball screen defense, and that's how TCU exposed us tonight. So that's something that we have to tighten up. And I think when our bigs are aggressive and doing a good job and not letting them get in the scoring area off our ball screens, off their ball screens, and then we'll be better. But I do think individually we've gotten better, but we've got to tighten that up.
Let's go to coaches left now.
Bill, I'm not sure if you saw the news before the game, but, you know, Mizzou let go of Konzo Martin.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I know you guys worked together to, you know, bring that rivalry back. I guess just kind of, you know, your reaction to that news.
Well, first of all, I'm disappointed when any colleagues are let go. I hate that. It's you know, I know schools and businesses have to make decisions that are sometimes hard to make and many times unpopular, or maybe they do it because it is popular. But that's two coaches in the last 2 days. That's basically been our biggest rivals, and I personally don't like that. I feel bad for Konzo. I did not know that. I think he's a really good coach. I think he's a better guy, and I'm sure he'll land on his feet.
Closing questions now here on the left.
Coach, I'm sure over the last 2 days people are sick of me asking about the same thing, but similar question to what I asked Remy earlier. What's your feeling on the advantages, disadvantages of having two lead guards on the floor at the same time versus just one?
I think it's I think if I had my rathers, I'd play 3-point guards every day. I've said all along I'd rather play 4 guards. I've changed my thinking as long as one of them's big enough to defend the floor, and one of them can be a lead guard, and the more lead guards you have is positive, as long as one of them's got to be able to shoot. And you know, when you play two little guys, that could be a negative, because teams like TCU, whose two-man is 6'6", that could be potentially be a negative. But I don't doesn't bother me much, the size differential, and that's the only thing that would bother me about playing two little guards.